Hello, this is Lindsay.
And this is Candace.
Welcome to Our Lady Parts.
And we're not talking about our vaginas.
Not today.
Not today.
We are talking about
communication.
So Candace, why don't you tell us about how we got here?
Okay, so this is so funny. So I texted Lindsay a few days ago, maybe last week or something. And I was just like,
Monday.
I really want to talk about communication.
It was Sunday.
Okay. I was like, I really want to talk about communication. This is the most ridiculous reason why I got to this thought. I am obsessed with Grey's Anatomy. I'm sure I've said that on here before. I don't know if I have or not.
This is where this was going.
Okay. I am very obsessed with Grey's Anatomy and all shows like that. Like, not shows like that. Like, I watch Grey's Anatomy. I watch The Bachelor. I watch all those, like, I don't know.
Do you watch Below Deck?
No. Your normal 20-something-year-old white girl shows, I watch. They're my guilty pleasure. And I've been watching Grey's Anatomy, and it's gotten so... It's, like, the fourth time I've watched it. But I'm watching the seasons over again. I'm at the episode where Christina's about to leave. But, I know. But I have gotten Meyer hooked on Grey's Anatomy too. She watches it every night to fall asleep in bed with me. I much rather watch that than some like cartoon or something, and she loves it. So I'm just like, okay. And she doesn't even like the part where like the people are talking. She wants to see hurt people and them fixing them. She is obsessed with it. But the way I got here in this community, you're gonna take a video of me right now and I'm looking like this.
No, you look great.
Was the way they communicate in shows like that. Could you imagine if people really communicated like that in real life? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, they are very open. They call you out. Like, they call each other out in person.
They say all the things we think in our head that we would never say.
And I'm just like, yes, they can do that in a show. What would our world look like if that was really how people communicated? Because there's no way that people communicate like that in real life.
Okay, so
I got very in depth in my mind with this.
No, I love it. I think that the world would be a better place and we would have less hurt feelings and we would talk in a more productive manner.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wish I could have conversations with people like this to get my point across, but I can't now because of the fear of hurting people's feelings.
Yeah.
If you would call somebody out on like a situation that upsets you, or just if you have a different view from them or anything about anything in the world, you are 95% like betting that you will not have a friendship with them again.
You know, like I really wish you would have told me this before we started, because I have like 17 stories that come to mind about times when my friends or I have had a hard conversation that was unexpected and then it turned out being fine and we're still friends.
Yeah, the only hard conversation I've ever had, literally lost a friendship over it because she could not handle my point of view of it.
And that's a shame.
I know.
For her, not for you.
Yeah, I know. But that just means, it, like, when I watch the show now, I don't even pay attention to, like, what's actually happening. All I can pay attention now is the way they communicate. And I'm, like, mind blown sometimes on how they talk to each other.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, this is so bizarre to me because that's not real life at all.
I have a question for you.
What?
So, how am I going to say this?
Are you bringing something up to communicate with me?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to form a question that's like hard. Chaos in my... No, it's okay. It's just chaos in my mind. But like, okay, so do you think... This is like philosophical. Do you think that the more people watch TV and the more like we learn our mannerisms from TV, that people will become more better communicators that way if they see it on TV, especially from a young age? Or do you think that that's null and void, that social life will still be like,
I think social, I think we are too past that because of technology, which I love technology. I'm all about it. I'm pro technology, but the way that people communicate now, we don't talk face to face. You can see that we'll just use Grey's Anatomy as like the main resource, whatever. You know what I mean? They are barely on phones because they're around each other all the time. And that's what I'm saying. Like I have had a corporate job before and it is more like communication, like face to face.
It is. Yeah.
Which I get that. And Grey's Anatomy is mostly in a work setting, but still.
I don't know. People don't just show up at your door like they do in Grey's Anatomy.
No, they don't.
And if I could have, if I could tell you how many conversations I've had with my sister about people just showing up at her house, I'd probably like bet money on it and then have a lot of money.
Your people show up at your sister's house?
Yeah, we're from a small town.
Yeah, see, I don't have that.
We're in this day and age, you don't show up at someone's house without texting them.
Yeah, I mean, like, hey, are you home so I can run by or something, or stop by to talk or something.
You're considered like a stalker if you just like knock on someone's door. Yeah. Or like, how many times have you had people just knock on your door for talking about voting or church or...
And you avoid answering the door.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm not answering that door.
Yep.
The only person I answer happily...
Is Girl Scouts?
No.
Oh.
I have a niece that's a Girl Scout. That stuff is no.
Yeah, I know.
It is Amazon Prime.
Oh, yes.
I see them coming down. My dogs even know the guy.
Also.
I love him.
Also, speaking of Amazon Prime, just put a pin in that because at the end of this episode, I want to ask you and our listeners a question about Amazon Prime.
Okay. So we were going to go into talking about this with marriage, and I just feel like we need to talk about friendship really fast because the way you brought it up, I feel like it fits, and I have so many things I want to say because I'm going to tell you a story, okay. And I'm not going to give which friend this is.
Do away. I know them?
Yeah, you know them.
Okay.
And I'll tell you later, but I just don't want to give it away in case she's like, how dare you say this
if
story
you're listening podcast. And you think this is about you, it's probably not. I have met quite a few of Lindsay's friends just because...
I have so many.
I photographed her wedding, so yeah. I've met a good amount of them. And, so it could literally be anybody.
And I'm pretty sure that the person that this is doesn't listen to this podcast.
Okay.
And that doesn't hurt my feelings either because it's like, whatever.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
Okay, so... In college,
okay,
there was...
That narrows it down to friends, guys. Just kidding. Keep going.
Oh, damn. Okay. So in college, one of my really good friends had this guy friend that I was also friends with. Like, I was friends with him. We had classes. We had almost every class together, me and this gentleman.
Okay.
And we were close because we had every class together. Like, we picked each other for projects. Like, I was really invested in him as a person. We were friends.
Were you just friends?
We were just friends. Okay. Like there was, he just was too arrogant for me to like ever okay. like, and I had a boyfriend that I was obsessed with.
That is no longer in the picture.
No, he has me blocked on social media to this day because he cannot tolerate seeing me.
Oh, wow.
Which I like have no odd feeling. Side note, yeah. I have no odd bad feelings for him. Like I wish him the best and I would wish we could be friends because we were friends before we dated.
Okay.
Back to where we're yeah. at. So this guy had like this weird thing with girls where he would like string them along.
Mm.
He had a full-time girlfriend, like hardcore girlfriend.
Like committed. Like,
committed, serious, but still on the side would string these girls along. But he wouldn't like.
But he would like friend zone them, right?
No, not even that. He just was, it was the weirdest thing. Like he would, and it was more than one girl. I thought it was my friend was the only person that's happened to. And it turns out she's not.
Okay.
And I know a lot of, I could probably tell you three other girls that he did this to.
Wow.
Where he would like see them at the bar we would all go to and then take them back to his house and then talk all night.
Oh.
Consistently just talk. They didn't.
So he was friend zoning them essentially, but he like, wasn't.
In a very leading,
creepy way.
Yeah. It was like leading them on. But they would talk about books and movies and like theater and
he was making himself look like a freaking dream guy.
Yes.
And not doing anything about it.
But he would
do it
when
he was in a committed relationship.
Yeah, he was in a committed relationship. I don't know if he cheated on her. I know he kissed a couple people, but like definitely emotionally cheated on her for their entire relationship. But these girls, including my friend, would become obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And
who wouldn't? It's this guy who wants to talk to you.
But it was so hush hush because they were like, he had a girlfriend and it never went anywhere.
So were the girls aware he had a girlfriend?
Yeah, everyone knew he had a girlfriend. He was, like, super popular. We went to, like, a rather small school. So, anyway, later on down the road, she's, like, emotionally traumatized because she, like, really cared about him. And I feel like...
Your friend.
Yeah, okay. My friend really cared about him, and I knew him, and I know he really cared about her. Like, the way he talked about her, and he would bring her up to me and be like, oh, who's she dating now? Like, I know he had feelings for her. I don't know the rest of the other girls, but I know their relationship was very odd. And so down the road, like, he hasn't talked to her. She's not talked to him, like, gone their separate ways. And I got really sick and had surgery. And he messaged me. Yeah, he messaged me and was like, hey, how are you? Like, just checking in, like, tons of people did that I was friends with.
Yep.
And it came out when we were at a bachelorette party that I, like, nonchalantly was like, yeah, I heard they were asked about him. We were just talking about old boyfriends and like,
or
old
like
guys.
Old people that you knew, like, yeah, seeing we where they like were in
talking
life.
About college
I do that
people.
All the time. Yeah, when like, I go hey, back home to Illinois, I'm like, oh, where is so-and-so now? Yeah. What is?
Like, nonchalantly, yeah. No big deal. And I was like, yeah, I heard from him. Because they asked her if she'd heard from him. And she was like, no. And I was like, yeah, he's fine. I heard from him. And she was like, she freaked out.
Really?
Freaked out. And that miscommunication in that moment caused us to have one of the biggest fights.
Wow.
Crying in the middle of a street.
I now know who this is, so I'm shocked.
A bachelorette party. Oh, she... In her, now, when you look back at it, deservedly, like, she was really hurt that I didn't say anything.
Yeah, but and you didn't think it was a big deal to bring it up.
I
didn't think
it was a big deal. Yeah, I just thought it was, like, water under the bridge. Like, yeah. We all moved on, and it's like, I didn't know she still felt that way.
Yeah.
And so that miscommunication almost broke one of my favorite relationships of my entire life, and... That's like something I want to talk about. So when you misread something or you hear half a story.
What? Did you shut the front door?
I think, okay, yeah. Good. How do you like overcome that in a friendship?
People argue over text now.
Oh, let's talk about text. Have you ever read a message and you're like, that is so annoying. Why would she say that?
I have this one old friend who... We'll bring up my little friend communication thing. I had this one friend. It was later in my teen years, so from like 17 on. And when we became friends, we met over a mutual guy that we dated. And it was funny, but we connected.
I love that.
We were like connected at the hip. Like we were besties. We did everything together to the point where we had literally had people ask us if we were lesbians and in a relationship. Yeah, so they had me, everybody thought we were lesbians or whatever. We totally were not. Like, never. Yeah, I'm not into girls, but.
I'm married to a man.
Yeah, married to a man. Which, I mean, if you're into girls, all for you.
No,
power
I don't
to
care
you.
At all what
yeah.
you want. I'm just not.
Yeah, same. But, so, she. So, this friend of mine and I were, like, super, super close, and... I honestly cannot remember the first reason why we stopped being friends. It was definitely a communication issue, though. Like, I think she just wanted... It started to get to the point where I felt like I was in a relationship. Like, she wanted that, and I didn't want to. Like, I needed more space to myself, and I think that caused some issues. Like, she thought that I thought she was annoying, which she kind of was getting a little annoying, but it would easily be fixed, but she didn't understand that.
Was she the kind of friend that doesn't want you to have other friends?
Yes, absolutely.
Or, like, felt threatened, like, she would lose you for having other friends?
Yes, 100%. And then she started dating this guy who had kids from a previous relationship, and what eventually ended our friendship was they were punishing their children with like corporal punishment, and I did not agree with it.
What do you mean by corporal punishment? This is a communication thing. You need you to explain.
So at the time, I believe the kids were around 4 and 6, possibly, maybe 5 and 7. I'm not definite.
They were young.
I was pregnant with Meyer, so they were pretty young. I'm talking standing in a corner holding a 5-pound dumbbell above your head for 5 minutes, getting completely naked and doing push-ups while you get your butt smacked with a belt, those type of things. And I did not... agree with that, and she obviously did. And believe it or not, in their mother's home they had an even worse time, so they wanted to get full custody of them. They were also planning a wedding. They wanted to wait until after they got married to move forward to get full custody. And I'm like, but why are you so worried about the materialistics of a wedding when you could easily go to the courthouse and get married? Which, yeah. I know it's not for everybody, but when you're in a situation like that, when children are involved,
if you really feel that strongly about your children, like, you should put them first.
Absolutely. And that's what I was trying to explain to her. And she took it as if, because I had already had Audrey and I was pregnant with Meyer, that I was, she was thinking that I was saying I was more of a mother than she was. And wow. because she wasn't blood related to these children, which blew up and it caused the whole thing. And we haven't spoken since. But
I see that.
Yeah, it's been a mess. And she's had a child since then, like of her own. And I don't know if their parenting styles have changed. Hopefully they have. But yeah, it was a whole mess. But literally, we would argue over text messages because I was in wherever I was, Chicago, I think, and mm-hmm. she was in Southern Illinois, and she couldn't communicate with me because all she could think about was her side was right 100%, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and I needed to be on the same page. Like, and the thing is, our friendship, I thought, was on the level where I could be completely honest with her.
Yeah.
Like when she was setting up her wedding registry, she was telling me she had to go like get China and I like register for China. And I just died laughing.
Like, you don't have to have China.
Yeah. And I'm just like, that's so silly. Like, I would never register for China. Like, that's so ridiculous. And it's funny because like she could just been like, yeah, I know. But like, it's super important to us. And I'm like, oh, well, cool. Like, good luck. Like, I don't care what you do.
Yeah, if you it's can for agree you. To disagree, yeah.
Yeah. If it's for you, whatever. But don't expect me when you tell me, oh, I'm going to go by China. Don't be like, oh, my God, what kind are you going to get? Because I don't care.
Yeah. She needs to find a friend who cares about that as much as she does if she wants to get that reaction. I'm like,
yes, exactly. And she should know by at that point of our friendship that I'm just not that type of person to care about those types of things.
If you ever told me you were going to go by China, I was like, I would be like, what's wrong with you?
I know.
Like, I would go by China, but you wouldn't.
I would never go by China.
I actually own China.
I do not.
It's under my guest
book. I own IKEA plates that...
I also, y'all, I collect dishes, so I don't think I'm a crazy person, but I have like 1, 2, 3, 4.
I have different sets too.
I have 4 sets of dishes total.
Yeah. I have different sets too, but they're all hand-me-downs. They're all like, they were my mother-in-law's best friend's mom's dishes.
Oh,
she needed
not.
To get rid of them. So I'm like, I'll take it.
Oh, I love that. No, but, I think the lesson to be learned here is one. You can just tell me if you think I'm crazy. One, you should have different types of friends.
Yes.
That are different pieces of you because you're complex.
Like, you and I are so different, yeah. but we fit so well together. Like, we balance each other out. And you also yeah. understand that we're not the same, too.
No, and I would and never I think that try to helps. Put you in my mold because yeah. I'm so weird. Like, why? Candace would never fit in Lindsay mold.
And you wouldn't fit in mine.
No, I wouldn't. And you'd, so, like, cut my head off because you're taller, but.
Just a little bit. But,
I want to get cookie molds now.
What?
I want to get cookie molds made now.
Cookie molds for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, so we can have little tiny cookies of ourselves.
This is the perfect conversation to explain how different we are.
I can't. I'm like trying not to snort. Okay.
But
seriously.
But seriously, like, you and I know that we're not the same person. Right. We don't have all the same likes and dislikes.
No.
We have enough that we're compatible to be friends.
Yeah.
And it's that, like, it's the end of that. And yeah. that's how normal relationships and friendships should be.
Absolutely.
And you shouldn't be afraid to communicate with somebody. Like, yes. just like how, even like, okay, for example, I'm just going to use this girl as another example because she just was bad at communicating, obviously. But like last week when I was super sick and I texted you and was like, hey, it's not a good idea to record a day. I have the flu, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And because not only do I know that, like, I would not want to get you sick whatsoever, if there's any type of germ in my house whatsoever, I know to tell you, just because you as a person with your condition can't be around illnesses
you
if I know.
You thought of me instead of yourself. Yeah. yeah.
And if I was texting this girl that, it would be like, why don't you want to hang out with me? Why? Like it would be like I was stabbing her in her heart.
I'm like rolling my eyes over here. I know. Would never. That is almost appalling to me. And I know, like, at some point in my life I've been that way, but I don't know, now I'm mature.
Yeah.
And I don't think that way. And I feel like if we're going to have a conversation about communication with anybody, it should be mature and honest. And everyone should come into the conversation with, like, an open ear.
Yeah. And then, so I'm just looking at our little timeline and stuff. And did you want to touch base on communication with marriage?
We can.
Okay. Go for it.
We got time.
Can I tell you something really funny? And then you tell me all of your communication.
Yeah, you can have a story.
So I was talking to a newer friend of mine, and it was really funny. And I don't, she said, so we met for the first time last week. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, normally I'm very like closed off to new people and stuff. And she's like, but I just want to let you know, like when you walked in, I just felt like I knew you forever. And I was so comfortable and it made me feel really good about myself. And I was like, that's awesome. And I don't know how the conversation led to this, but I was like talking about how like knowing people and stuff like that. I feel in my life, so far in my life, the one person who truly knows 100% about everything about me and like knows all my crazy shit about everything was my brother. Now my children probably do because I just act myself around them.
Well, yeah.
But she was like,
you made them.
Yeah, she was like, but you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't even know if my husband really knows like the real me, like the real person where you're by yourself. And you can just do whatever.
My husband doesn't know.
Oh,
that.
I've been married for 9 years almost. My husband does not know.
He knows a lot of my quirks because I'm a really quirky husband knows person. Me.
He just doesn't know like
me. You know, I have one person on this planet who knows me.
Is it your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the only person that knows all everything I've ever done that's bad that I can like. Say anything to and be like, is that crazy? And her be like,
my brother used to tell me I would trust my brother to help me pick out my outfits for parties and stuff because he'd be honest with me.
No, I don't trust her to do that because we have different tastes. However,
my brother would tell me
she will tell me if I look like poop.
Yeah, my brother would be like, no.
My sister has to be like one of the most unapologetically her people on this planet, and the more I'm like. Other people are around her, the more they understand that she does not put on a face.
Oh, no, I know. I met her once and I know that.
I put on a face. Who I am with you is different than who I am with Ben, than Chandler, than my sister, than my mom. But I'm like still me, but I'm just a little bit different. And my sister, I'm pretty sure, is the same all the time, which is honestly so cool.
It is super cool.
Because, like, she doesn't have to, like, apologize for anything.
No, she doesn't.
You know what you're getting with her.
I know, because I don't... Oh, we were talking about the book club thing beforehand, an idea that you and your sister have. Yeah. And...
She's going to school to be a librarian.
Yeah, and we were talking about how she loves the podcast, and you were like... Yeah, I know that she would tell me if it was awful because I just know. And I was like, she would probably tell me.
Yeah.
Like, she's met me once and she'd probably really tell nice. Me. I know she would. Yeah. But I just can, I like, just from meeting your sister one time, I know her personality. And I'm like, yeah, she would definitely
she
tell
would
the truth.
She would not be afraid to hurt my feelings. She'll be like.
And I love that.
So there's a couple times where I'll say something and she'll be like, why did you say that? She won't say it in front of anybody. She will not embarrass me.
She'll give you that face.
Later, yeah, she'll give me a face for sure. But then, like, later on, she'll say, why did you say that? Like, did you know you were lying? And I'm like, I didn't lie. She'll be like, yeah. And then she'll recount. And I'm like, oh, I really like sometimes you cannot trust what comes out of my mouth because in my head, like it's such a different world.
I know.
Than what's happening in front of me.
Same.
I can't trust my reality.
How is communication with your husband? You've been married almost a year.
Jeez.
So how would you describe your communication?
It is getting better.
Good.
On a scale of like, we don't communicate at all to like, we're very communicative and good at it. We're like somewhere, on the higher end of like, we don't necessarily communicate well all the time, but we communicate often and we're always really, big on it because what I say and what Ben hears are never the same thing.
Oh, Let me give you a little example of that. That's still happening 9 years in.
I wanted an example. It made me feel better.
So
I'm like,
last
what?
Night, I went out with margaritas with a couple other photographers. So yeah. Since I don't.
Oh, that scared me.
What, Meyer? I hit you on the head. Who hit you on the head? Who?
Communication at its best, kids.
I know. Okay, so I'm a photographer, so I don't have coworkers. So I've basically designed my own coworkers. Meyer, if you do not get out of here, I'm going to knock you out. Do you want cookies after Lindsay leaves?
Mommy.
What?
I want a snack.
I'll get you a snack in a minute, okay?
I want to show this guy something.
What'd she say?
Wow. She wants to show us something.
Oh, I want to see.
Beautiful. Now get
Whoa.
Out. Get out now. Go. Goodbye.
Bye.
Shut the door.
Please.
Thank you. Okay. So I make my own coworkers, basically. So we all got together to go out for margaritas last night. And before I left, I told Will he was in charge of bedtime and that Meyer and Wells needed a bath. Because 2 days ago, I don't know if any of you guys follow me on my personal Instagram, on my, not personal, but photography Instagram. That's basically my personal one now. My kids literally put lipstick all over their bodies.
Saw that.
Yeah, literally all over. So I was like, no, they have lipstick all over them still. They need baths. Meyer has school tomorrow. Wells has speech. Like, he needs baths. And he was like, oh. And I was like, and Audrey needs to take a shower after that. And he's like, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. Well, so very smart man decided to give them a bath. I wasn't leaving until 6:30. Gave them a bath at 5:30. So I'm like, oh, how nice that you just decided to give them a bath while I was here. So you know I'll help you. But then after the fact, I get up this morning. I came home very drunk last night.
What did he say about it, though? Because, like, my husband pull that stunt and I would be mad about it. He'd be like, what? I was trying to be efficient. And I would be like,
oh, Will, no, you're not. Like, Will literally was like, now you know the trick and you can do it to me next time. He's like, next Wednesday's cigar night. Better give them a bath before I leave. I was like, wow, Will. Thank you for that.
If you never said that to me, I'd burst in flames. You're so nice.
I just rolled my eyes at him. But then he was just kidding too.
I mean,
but so I got home super drunk last night and I woke up this morning and I was like, Audrey, did you take a shower last night? Because her hair looks just like it did 2 days ago. And she's like, no. And I was like, Will, why didn't you let Audrey take a shower last night? And he's like, I didn't hear you say that. Well, I did. And he was like, Audrey takes showers by herself. Well, if I really heard that, I would just let her take one because it's not a big deal. I don't have to help her do anything. Pierre's giving you kisses.
He just jumped in my lap.
I know.
Oh.
And he's got.
So with me, with Ben, like, I'll be like, okay, Ben, tomorrow, like, I debrief him on what I'm doing the next day.
Oh, I do the same thing.
All the time. I'll be like, okay, so tomorrow I'm doing this, this, and this. Like, last night I was like, tomorrow I'm going to Candace's. So I'm going to get up, go on a walk, and then I'm going to go over to Candace's. And today I was like, he was talking to me and he was like, what are you doing now? And I was like, I'm getting ready to go to Candace's. And he was like, oh, I told you that already. Or, like, I'll be like, I'm going to go to the grocery store and then this place, do you need anything? And then he'll call me and be like, what are you doing? Where are you at? And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you, like, I tell you all these things. Or I'll say something to him like, okay, on Wednesday, we're going to go, we're going to have chicken for dinner. And then on Wednesday, he'll be like, what are we having for dinner? And like, I told you 2 days ago, chicken. And it's just like, he's like, well, you didn't tell me that.
Speaking of Ben and Will, they have a little bromance going on, I think.
They do. Ben was going to have me bring headphones for Will that have a mic because Will has headphones, but he can't talk back to Ben. And Ben wants to talk to him.
When he plays the game, like, oh my gosh.
And I was like, he's a grown man.
That is hilarious.
He probably doesn't want to talk to you, Ben. Like,
that is hilarious. That. Will's going to love that.
He just wants to talk. He just needs. Ben really likes to talk to people that aren't me.
That aren't you.
Oh, he does love me. No, we just miscommunicate a lot. Like, I'll say something and what he hears. He only, like, listens to half of what I say.
So, I wanted to bring up this thing because I know you wanted me to touch base on communication in the professional world. So I found out about this thing called the magic email.
Ooh, what is it?
And I want to explain it to you.
Okay.
And then read you it and get your opinion on it from a client perspective. Okay?
Okay, let me put my client brain on.
Okay. Say that you reach out to a photographer.
Okay.
And they send you pricing. And I know this isn't you. So you have to think outside the box because I know this is not the type of person you are.
Okay.
Say that you quote unquote ghost them. Like, you just don't reply to them. They're out of your budget. You don't even take the time to be like, oh, sorry, you're out of my budget. You know, like, you just don't reply and you just move on. Okay. Then they send you, so a lot of photographers have you include your phone number and, like, your contact and stuff. You gotta wait. You can't see it yet, Lindsay. I see you.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
And so you send them a text. That's the next step. This is literally what another photographer recommends you do.
Okay, so they email you inquiring. They don't reply back to you as a photographer.
Or if they do, they'll send you a couple emails and then they'll just eventually ghost you. So you kind of have a little bit of a relationship with them at that point, but not
enough.
You're not booked. Yeah, you're not booked yet. So not enough, obviously. So then you shoot them a text like, hey, just wanted to check in, see how you were, blah, blah, blah. If you do not get a reply, this is what they suggest you send. Okay. It's one email. Okay. And this is all it says. Are you ready for this?
No.
Since I have not heard from you on this, I have to assume your priorities have changed. And that is it. And send it. And supposedly, it's this magic email that gets into people's heads. And then they either reply back and say, I'm so sorry, I booked another photographer, thank you for your time. Or what they say is that it's a magic email. They're gonna reply back and they're going to book you right away.
Okay. So unobjective Lindsay as herself would be so mad to get that.
You would?
Yes.
Okay.
Because first of all, if I haven't responded back to you, I haven't one had time. Or two, I'm really still thinking about prices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
it could even be style or anything. It doesn't even have to be pricing. It can be what's the word I'm trying to think of? It starts with a P.
But I mean, the thing is here, how long before they send that message? Because I will always reply back with yes or no.
It could be, I think the majority of them send that message anywhere between 2 weeks to 3 months.
Okay, never mind. So that would be okay, so if it's been 3 months later, I'd be like, okay, peace. I would never say anything. I would never respond to that unless you had just sent me that 3 days after I didn't answer you.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a professional world, when I'm thinking about things, I will respond to you in good time. But sometimes 3 days is not enough.
Yeah.
When booking anything for your wedding.
So say that you.
I would be mad. And I would be like, yeah, thank you.
About for a your week time. Later.
I would, if someone sent that to me a week, if you had sent that to me, if I didn't respond to you in a week, and it wasn't hey, I'm just checking in or whatever, I would just say back to you, thank you for your time. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
It would be a hard no.
That's what I thought.
I would never talk to you again. And I would, if everyone ever asked about you, I'd say bad things.
Other people's opinions on this. Will you post on an Instagram, post and just be like, what do you think of the magic email? Just say that because then people have to listen to this to understand the question.
I'll do that. I'll remind myself in 3 weeks to do that. Okay. So objective Lindsay, if I had ghosted someone and that I was that person, I would just be, if I ghosted you and I didn't want to talk to you and I'm afraid of communication and I don't know how to say no and blah, blah, blah. That's what people do when they're ghosting. They don't know how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, I'm never going to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Still, because if I didn't want to talk to you in the first place, I don't know what to say to you now.
Yeah.
And maybe I would say no, but it wouldn't be a yes.
I know. Supposedly.
It would never be a yes.
I've never sent this email before. Supposedly, it is a magic hook to get people to book you.
I want to know her numbers and need to analyze her data on this because I feel
it's a guy.
Ooh, I really don't trust him then. Because What is his?
I mean, okay, so this, the guy that I learned it from is that I don't believe he created the magic email. Okay, so let me read you this little, it's very short from their thing, their website. Okay, being ignored sucks. We've all been there. You're trying to do business with someone and you send them an email, they ignore you. A week later, you send a polite follow-up and they ignore you again. If you're like I was, now your ego is bruised and you still don't have an answer to your email. Worse, you've wasted so much time trying to trace down answers. Blah, blah, blah. As a principal of web development agency, I live and die by the email. Whatever, right? The magic email is simple and you can use it today to stop being ignored and start getting replies. Ready? Here it is. The magic email. Since I have not heard from you on this, I have to assume your priorities have changed. That's it. Nothing else. Just send that one line. It's simple, intentionally vague, and absolutely effective. I get at least a 50% response rate, with most of them being polite. I adapted it based on split testing from Blair N's elective closing the loop email. I don't know what that means. And it works because it makes it clear to the recipient that you've moved on. Some people are loss averse. Their natural inclination. Is that the right? Did I say that right?
Inclination.
Yeah. Inclination is to reply immediately in order to keep you from walking away. You're taking back control of the situation by declaring it's over. It's the email equivalent of what I do with my kids at the park. They don't want to leave. So I say, okay, I'm leaving, and start walking away immediately. And they yell, wait, and run to catch up. Blah, blah, blah. I know what you're thinking. You think you can't send this because it just seems so rude, but it's not rude. It's just direct. The same person who doesn't answer your emails is rude. You're just business. Business can take or leave. Remember, this person has already been ignoring you for a week, so you have nothing to lose. I promise you'll get an answer or closure. Worst case scenario, you'll get more radio silence, but at least you have given yourself permission to move on.
Okay. So as a professional person, I feel like it's childish and not, it's a non-professional move. Mm-hmm. So if they're ghosting you, put them to the wayside. If they ask you for specific dates and someone else wants them and they're willing to pay you, take those dates.
So I've had times where I have had clients reach out to me about a specific wedding date and mm-hmm. everything's good and like they seem like they want to book, but then they kind of just go radio silence for a while. And then I have in the past literally 2 months, this has happened twice, I've had somebody like a week later reach out for that same date and I'm like, so I go back to the original and I'm like, hey, just so you know, I got an inquiry for your same day. I have to reply to them and move on with them within 24 hours of this email. If you want to book, you need to book now. Okay. And so I tell you what, I've never had a person be like, okay, go with them. They book on the spot.
So that's professional. Yeah. And if, okay, so let's say in January you had someone inquire about a date and then you were talking, it seemed friendly, and then it's March, you hadn't heard from them and someone wants to book that date.
I will reach out to them like, hey, need to double check this, got an inquiry, you inquired first, want to make sure this is still going forward. If not, I need to move on with them.
But you don't owe it to them to do that. I just want you to know that you don't owe it to them to do that. You owe it to your business to book business.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And I feel like it's way more rude to send that. That is more like
my
email.
Magic email, because usually when
I'm professional, it's well mannered and it's good. And you have good intentions of being a good person and honoring your word.
Yeah.
Whether they ghosted you or not.
Yeah. Because every time I have had to email people that they book within 24 hours.
Well, and so if someone ghosted you hardcore, doesn't say anything back, they don't deserve your time or attention.
Honestly, I don't even remember people who do that. Usually it's the people that reply back and be like, yes, I want to set up a phone call. So I want to get together for coffee. Let's do this. And then I'm like, okay, I start to remember their names. I add their names in my schedule book. Like I put their phone numbers in my phone and stuff. And then I like remember them. If I have an inquiry from somebody and I just send back my like pricing guide or like say like, oh yeah, let's get together. Let's set up a phone console. And they don't reply back. I honestly do not remember to ever follow up with them.
Why? You don't have time for that. And honestly, where he started that little schmill of saying his bruised ego or whatever explains his entire characteristic. He thinks he's too good for the world and he thinks he needs the last word. And that's a dick move. And anybody who's listening to this who makes a magic email, you have no respect in my eyes because it's not professional. I'm very upset that this is a thing.
I think I knew this was going to be your service.
Like, that's not good.
I know.
He's a jerk.
I think I knew this was going to be your.
I'm upset.
I know you are. She's like hand moving, going nuts, like
head bobbing over here. I just want to smack him in the face because it happens a lot where people like think they deserve an answer and no one owes you anything. It's business.
Yeah. I agree.
You don't owe them anything. They don't owe you anything. And if you think otherwise, you are sadly mistaken in this world, in this day and ever. I'm just going to shut up now. Let's talk about something else. Jeez.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I have a question. It's still about professionalism.
Okay.
So in the professional world, whenever you have a disagreement or a tiff, mm-hmm. with a coworker, how do you handle it? Let's say that you're like, either it doesn't matter if you're kind of friends outside of work or not. I still feel like this is a conversation worth having.
I've had a tiff with one coworker before when I was in the corporate world. I worked for a 3PL logistics company in Chicago, like full time. It was ridiculous. It literally took over my entire life.
Jeez.
Yeah, I worked from like 4 to 8. I mean, not 4 to 8, 7 to 8 every day. It was ridiculous.
I don't have time.
And then it was like getting emails at home and like, oh, it was just a lot. But I had one tiff with this one guy that I just did not vibe well with whatsoever. And it was just that, like, we just did not mesh together. And my manager put us on a team together. And then I quit.
Oh, I love that you just quit, because I just now recently in my life felt the need to just quit things.
Yeah.
Before, I would just sign up and do and do until it died. And now I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
I know. And I'm that's really how I feel. Like, if it doesn't bring me joy, if it doesn't or at least bring satisfaction. Me, if I'm not, I was literally about to say that, like, satisfaction or anything, then I don't got time for it.
No, if I'm leaving whatever it is drained and, like, not in any, like, in a bad mood consistently, so I don't have time for it.
I have a post scheduled for this week for my photography page, and it'll be up in plenty of time when this is up, so I can share right now. Which isn't like I help keep my post secret until they're up.
Secrecy.
No, I don't. No. But I said that, like, I have had the point in my life where I have met other photographers. Maybe this is not Cody scaring us. Maybe my computer just decides to turn on every once in a while. But I was like, wait, is it going to turn back on? Maybe it is Cody.
Like, hey,
you know, my post, essentially, I might say it word by word. I wrote it, but I don't remember exactly. But there's many times where I'll come across a photographer and I truly want to ask them, why are you a photographer? Because a lot of the times I see people complaining more about it than loving it. Yeah. And my thing is, I have never got to the point where I'm like, I don't want to do this, or I hate this, or anything. After a 10-hour wedding, literally spending my day on 10 hours on my feet, lugging around my freaking camera bag, lugging around at least 20 pounds of equipment, and not barely drinking any water, barely eating, and just, like, literally, what is it called where you're, like, stretching yourself thin. That's okay. What I was trying to think of.
Where you're going
stretching at. Yourself thin. I still, at the end of the day, cannot wait to get home and upload these pictures and edit them and post a sneak peek and just obsess over them. And I don't even care that I've spent all day. Yeah. I can't tell you one time that I have not came home and just walked in my office door, and it's the first thing I do when I get home to post a sneak peek. I say hi to my husband, give him a kiss, and tell him I'll be out in a little bit.
Yeah.
And I probably spend at least another hour in my office, because I just... it brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
That I'm like, if you aren't doing that, why are you doing this? Like, I don't get it.
Well, people thought that it would be a nice hobby, and it turned out not to be. And as the world that we live in, sometimes we're not allowed to quit.
Yeah.
Because it's frowned upon to, like, move from thing to thing trying to find your passion.
Yeah.
But also, like, in a world that you actually, like, work, you don't have to love your job.
No.
You just have to get satisfaction from it. You don't need to hate your job. But you need to be okay with your job every day. It doesn't have to fulfill you. Find something else. But as photographers, I feel like people who make a career of it, if this isn't your passion, you're right. Go find something else. Because you can make the same amount of money with less
absolutely.
Effort doing literally anything else.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So I agree with that.
I know photographers, there are quite a few photographers that make really good money. Will was like, I had my Facebook up on my office computer, and he was in here on his laptop doing, like, a conference call one day when he had to come home a little bit early for something. I don't know why. And there was, like, random posts coming up on, like, groups that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And one girl was like, I made $500,000 last year on just doing boudoir sessions. And he's like, what? What?
You
and I was
do that.
No, I don't want to shoot that.
Naked people.
Yeah. I mean, I would. I have before. It's just not my. It's not. It doesn't make me want to run home and upload them and edit them and post sneak peeks.
Yeah.
Weddings okay. do.
Unless it was me.
Unless it was you. Yeah.
And I won't do that.
You won't ever do that. But
no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't. I feel like that you should.
Yeah. And so I'm like, if I know there's a handful of people who make that money, but the majority of photographers do not make that money.
No.
And so, like, if you don't love it, you're doing it for no reason, because it's not for the money.
No, it's not. And if you're doing well at it and you're making a lot of money, you probably started off as a passion and you probably still love what you're doing.
Yep.
And absolutely. Even if you don't love it every day, you're probably fulfilling yourself in enough way because you're making money. That was me.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a story about a coworker of mine that I got into a tiff with.
Ooh, share it.
So I used to work with this lady who is actually like really comical. She could easily have her own sitcom.
What kind of job did you have?
I was a banker at a bank. Okay. Which is what I just left doing, but this was before I was here.
Yeah.
And she's the type of person who would literally pick a fight with anybody and always was offended so easily. And no one was honest with her because they just didn't want to hear her BS. Like, she just would take BS from anything.
People like that.
Yeah. So one time she got mad at me for something I didn't even know I did and then didn't tell me about it and spent the whole day huffing around just, like, being mean and not being nice. And it was just awful. And I was like, hey, what's up? You know, are you mad at me? And she would say no and walk away. So then I would IM another coworker and be like, I know she's talked about me. Tell me what's going on. And it just becomes this like huge dramatic day of just like, I can barely focus on what I need to do because my coworker is being a jerk.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I go over to her and I'm like, hey, I know you're upset at me. I know you told this other person and I just want to talk to you and tell you that I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings.
Did she ever tell you why she hurt her feelings?
Yeah, she told me why. We talked about everything was fine.
Okay.
And I feel like that was really well managed on my part.
Yeah, it was.
Because I could have been like, you are being such a turd.
Yeah. Blah, 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 or just blah, ignored blah, her.
Or just done the same thing.
And you could have ignored her and just like started an even bigger tiff and yeah, it would have been weeks. Weeks.
This could have lasted weeks.
Yep.
And I'm just like, okay, so I don't want to give you advice, but I hear about it all the time from my friends, from my mom, of people having these issues with coworkers.
Yep.
And all I have to tell you, just everybody listen to this podcast so I can tell you the same thing, is go and be
confrontational.
Humbly confrontational. Come from a state of humility and say, hey, I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry. I'll have to tell you a story, too.
I'll have to tell you a story.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm Candace. I'm going to pretend it's you. Okay. Hey, Candace, I don't know why you're mad at me, but I know I did go behind your back and ask someone else. I know you've been talking about me. I'm not mad, but I just really want you to tell me what's going on because I'm so sorry, and I want to make sure that we don't have this issue again. And it works every single time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially to your husband, no matter how much you like have to swallow that. Like, hate of having to do it.
One time I was in school, like a college thing, but it didn't work out. So I'm not going to get into details with it.
Okay.
But I was in this program and it was like lunchtime or whatever. So I'm like sitting in their little like commons area eating mm-hmm. lunch with a friend. And I remember it had to have been around this time because I had a sleeve of Girl Scout cookies that I was eating. And it was mostly women in this program.
Yeah.
And I it was in a very like diverse area, so there was like all kinds of different people.
Yeah.
And there was this one girl who had ridiculous nails. Like, I wish I could explain them to you, and I'm sorry if any of you guys have nails like this.
I already have a picture in my head.
They are like, they look like little shovels. Like, they're like narrow at the bed and then they like flare out.
Oh, geez.
Okay, so the school's in New Jersey, so it was very Jersey. It was very...
I've never seen nails. That is not where I thought you were. I thought you were going to talk about those claw-like nails that, like, they can't type and they're, like, having to, like, type slowly and can't
no,
do their
no,
job.
No. These were, like, very wide at the tips and then, like, got narrower, like, as the, like, towards the end of the nail bed. They were very bizarre. And this girl thought she was hot shit in them. And there was a couple other girls, like, laughing about them and stuff. Yeah. And like making fun of them,
as we girls do.
Yeah. So the girl with the nails, I guess I was like sitting near the girls that were like making fun of her, but I didn't hang out with that group of friends, so like, yeah, I was just near them. And she came up to me and she was like, was so-and-so talking about me and my nails? And I was like, I don't know. And like, I wasn't in the mood to like, yeah, get into it and stuff. This girl went back to this group of girls and was like, well, Candace said that you were. And I was like, no, I did not. But I was sitting there eating lunch with like the two friends I had there.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like, I don't make friends often. And I was just sitting there and this girl came up to me, the original one who was making fun of her, yelling at me in front of the whole commons area at the top of her lungs, like ready to rip me out by my hair to beat my ass. And I literally was just sitting there. like, is this happening really right now? And at this point, I have, like, Audrey is born. She's in daycare. Like, I'm like, I am a mom and a wife, and, like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
I was still fairly young. I was probably only, like, 21 or 22, but yeah, I was like,
you, this had to be, you were still really young.
Yeah, I was very young, and I was just like, I am not into this. And I just looked at her, and I was like, I'm trying to eat my lunch right now. We can talk about this later if you want. And she was like, yelling at me again. I was like, no, really, like, I just want to eat my lunch and then we can talk about it later if it's really an issue. And she, like, left. But then, like, 5 minutes later, she came back and she's like, I got mad respect for you. And she was like, then she was like, I calmed down and, like, realized how ridiculous I sounded. And she was like, I'm so happy that you didn't, like, stand up and just start an even more conflict. And she was like, thank you for just being, like, mature about it and telling me to talk about it later after you're done eating your lunch. And I was like, yeah, you're welcome.
You're like, thanks. I still don't care.
Yeah, I was like, thanks, but I wasn't talking about you or her.
That's also good advice, is just, like, de-escalate.
Yeah, I was just like, hey, like, and that's the thing, is, like, it's okay if you are in a confrontation with somebody and you go up to them and they're just like, hey, I can't talk about this right now. It does not mean that they're still mad or anything. Just be okay, like, come back to the situation later when it's a better time.
Yeah.
I think that's also another issue people have with communication, is, like, sometimes they want to communicate and it's just at the wrong time.
Yeah. It's not a professional moment necessarily, or it might not be a good emotional moment. Me and my husband have
that
issue.
So that's probably me and Will's biggest issue, is when he's mad, I know him, like, the back of my hand. Like, I can tell when he's in a bad mood. I can tell when something's bothering him and when he's mad.
Probably by his grunts.
Yeah. Just the look on his face and the way he walks, I swear I can tell. Yeah. And I'm just like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, nothing. And I'm like, you are freaking lying to me. And I know you're lying to me. So you might as well just open up and tell me about it, because I know already. Yeah. And his thing is, sometimes I, like, force it out of him and he's just like, I just need to, like, stew on it and, like, think about it. And then I'll come to you when I'm ready to talk. And I'm like, bullshit. No, you won't. You'll just forget about it and not talk to me about it. When isn't, that's not the thing to do. And now there's another. My.
She opened the door and fell.
Mommy. What? Okay. I'll get him in a little bit. Get out and shut the door. You can go listen to music with him if you want. You can go listen to music with him if you want. We're almost done. What? Audrey, put Madison and Trinity on.
I don't know how you said knew that those were words.
I speak Meyer.
You speak another language.
Okay, goodbye. Where's Murphy? Murphy's in my room. Do not let him out. Do not. I'll spank your butt.
Okay. Did not affect her at all.
No, she gives no shits at all. She's just like, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that is a whole bunch. I feel like we just talked about communication a long time.
We communicated a lot.
And I feel like our next podcast should definitely be just, like, catching up in general and see what's going on with our lives.
We
have not done that in a while.
Check-in.
Yeah, let's do a check-in. Also, I want to get our viewers' opinion on this idea I had.
Okay.
We've talked about Amazon shopping before.
So much.
We talked about how to do it and et cetera. I think it would be really cool, and I want to know if other people would think it was cool.
Okay.
If I picked out an outfit for you on Amazon and you picked out an outfit for me, and we have to try them on, like, an IGTV thing on our thing and see, like, how you feel in it, like, if you would have bought it yourself.
Okay.
And just, like, go from there and see. Okay. I want to get their opinion. So I want to see if they would even be interested in that type of thing.
Okay.
If they'd want to see that. And then we can, like, kind of talk about it on the podcast too, and, like, how our experience was.
But we're doing this in, like, a nice way. We're not going to, like, try to embarrass each
other. No,
no. I don't like being embarrassed.
But I don't want you to be like, oh, Candace wouldn't wear that. I want you to...
Think of
almost like what you would want to see me wear.
No, I love that, because it could be like, Candace would never buy this for herself, but I think she'd look so good in it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like you seeing yourself through me.
Yeah.
In outfit. I love that.
Yeah.
I hope you guys like it too. No, I have something to say
too. So if you're interested in that, DM us and tell us.
Just let us know.
Yeah, let us know. You can email us, you can DM us, whatever. Just reach out to us and let us know if you like this idea.
Okay. Also, what I want to talk to you guys about is... what do you guys want to hear about from us? Like, we just kind of are on a whim right now. We don't really plan. We do a little bit of planning.
Yeah.
But you know, more
it's
often
usually
than
like a week beforehand. We're like, hey, what should we talk about this
because
week?
We want it to be very relevant.
Yeah.
But I think we're getting to a point where we could get content that's more tailored to like what you're going through in your life.
Absolutely.
So if you guys would shoot us one topic, I'm going to post this on social media all the time. Just what is going on in your life that you think we should talk about? Mm-hmm. Not that we're going to judge you because won't.
No, we won't at all. And I'll mention that I've had probably 4 or 5 people reach out to me and let me know that they really appreciate the raw, authentic stuff that we put out, especially whenever we talked about Cody and his death and everything. Yeah. And they're like, they appreciated that so much. So obviously this isn't like a full blown grief like podcast, but we can definitely touch more on grief if you want. We can touch more. I know people who have unfortunately lost children. Like if you're interested in hearing from like a mother who lost their child perspective, things like that, we can definitely find somebody to be on the podcast
I'm fine with having negative or not negative, but hard, dark conversations. Yes. I would love to talk to people who've been through a divorce.
Yeah, absolutely.
As someone who's still newly married and like struggling, but having the trials of newly married life. I am obsessed with divorce.
What do you mean? I
am obsessed with it. In a good way. Like I want to know why your marriage didn't work out so I can learn from you
to not do that.
I've watched a lot of TV about divorce. I cry about it, and then I talk to Ben about how that TV show or movie made me feel and like how I hope we never get divorced because I love him so much and I don't want to be with anyone else. So that is something like on my mind probably like every day.
Really? Divorce has never came to my mind. When Will and I first like started dating and stuff, I told him like, when I get married, it's the only time I'm ever getting married. Like, I do not believe in divorce whatsoever. Yeah. Like,
I mean,
I
believe in divorce, but I don't believe in it for me.
I don't believe in divorce for me.
Yeah. I've already been through 6 divorces between my parents and all their weddings. And as a child, you go through it too.
But the way you said it.
I know. Everybody says that. Like, what? I'm like, no, I've only been married once. Or before, I was like, I've never been married. But I've personally been through my parents getting divorced 6 times total. Ooh. That's a lot. And so for me, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, I've only. In a good way. My parents got divorced. Oh, I'm yawning. My parents got divorced when I was in 8th grade.
Yeah, my mom's on her 6th husband, and my dad was married a second time. She passed away, but it's like...
Did she pass away while they were married or after?
After they... Yeah. It was like a year after they got... They separated that. It was like the divorce was final, then like 3 months later she passed. It was so crazy. Let's end this.
Yes. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Always, it literally brightens my day when you guys reach out to us and let us know that you listen. I am finding people all over that listen that I have no idea that they listened.
We have people in so many other countries.
I know. I saw that post. It was so cool. So thank you guys so much for listening. And if you guys ever want to be on the podcast, reach out to us.
We want you to be on the
podcast. We want you to. It's so easy. You don't have to come to our house. I say it's like both of ours, but you don't have to come to my house.
You can call us.
That's how we've done all of our interviews with other people so far that you guys have heard.
Except for Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna was here. But it's super, super easy. And we just record for an hour. We can do it during the day. We can do it in the evening. It really just depends on your schedule. If you guys want to join, we can talk about literally anything. You guys can just come on and have like a normal chit chat conversation with us if you want. Or if there's a specific topic that you guys want to get into and share, go for it. I'm all about it. And another thing is, I know people are probably nervous about doing this because of like maybe their topic is more of a secretive thing. We can make you anonymous. Like it's very, very easy to make you anonymous.
We just won't tag you on anything.
Yeah, we won't tag you on anything. We won't say your name. We'll give you like
an alias.
Like it's so easy to be on a podcast and not show your face whatsoever. So if you guys are interested, definitely reach out to either me or Lindsay. You can reach out to our personal Instagrams. Mine is Candace Rourke Photography. Lindsay, what is yours?
I don't know.
It's like Lindsay dot Powell, I think, or something.
From In Perspective, because I didn't do my blog anymore. It is Lindsay.m.powell because I'm obsessed with my middle name and it is Marie.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with my middle name too. You know, this is totally off subject and we're past an hour, but I started thinking the other day, I was kind of mad. My brother's name is Andrew Cody and he went by Cody. Mm-hmm. My middle name is Joe, J-O. How freaking cool would it be for that to be my name? I wish my parents called me by my middle name growing up so it wouldn't, it would still like be cool now. But whatever, that was just a thought I was thinking. But totally random.
You are so funny.
Totally random. But yeah, definitely follow us on Instagram at Our Lady Parts Podcast. And if you guys have any questions, you guys can email us at ourladypartspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, ourladyparts.com. And yeah, we can't wait to hear from you guys. Oh, what?
Before we go. If we upload these and they're not right in the right order,
let us know, guys.
I'm still learning how to use computers because what is wrong with me?
Let us know. So my best friend, I think it was my brother's podcast, was like half of it was backwards. And my best friend texted me and she's like, I've been afraid to say anything to you because I didn't know if it was supposed to be like that. It sounds like ridiculous, like out of order and you're just like, what is happening? You don't have our phone number. DM us.
2 minutes to fix that. Yeah,
DM us. Let us know what's up, and we're happy to fix it super fast.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hi. Oh my gosh. Goodbye.
Bye.